This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. The University of Texas at Austin team's guiding concept is Life in Bloom, and that's the name Bloom House. Team members sought to create a high-performance home that will help to change the way people think about energy, demonstrating ways to live life in better balance with the power of the sun. The team is committed to developing solar-powered housing that is energy efficient, approachable, accessible, and adaptable. The Bloom House design is based on five principles of life: community, adaptability, harvest, endurance, and delight. The house also embodies the team's fun and playful personality with true Texas spirit. What's different? The Bloom House is a prototype for prefabricated design of modular housing that is streamlined, energy efficient, and attractive. The design carefully considers the use of materials, colors, and apertures in a manner that broadens the perception of space and enhances visual continuity with adjacent outdoor spaces. The house has an exterior skin system that is customizable by the homeowner. The skin includes graphics and a dynamic polycarbonate cladding that creates an airspace to ventilate the surface of the building. To make solar power fun, tactile, and accessible, the house features a solar-powered hot tub. The structural system includes a series of moment frames, an especially strong frame designed to mitigate earthquake damage, as in moment-resisting frame. They allow for an open interior plan that benefits superior ventilation and efficient lighting. The photovoltaic system is mounted on a rack system designed to be quickly deployable and minimize the number of connections when the house arrives on site. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, the house features an effectively open plan that is designed to maximize usable space, made structurally possible by the moment frames that wrap the building. Interior materials are both sustainable and Texas-influenced to create an inviting interior. The house offers a different way of living that becomes about occupying zones rather than rooms, and about interaction rather than disconnection. For heating and cooling, the team chose to apply innovative control logic to a system made of robust and time-tested components to ensure that the Bloom House can stand up to the rigors of everyday use without the need of constant attention from a technician. Systems include a two-zone split system heat pump, heat recovery ventilator, hydronic radiant floor heating, and a residential dehumidifier. Annual energy consumption under typical conditions has been determined to be 4,060 kilowatt hours. For lighting, various shading devices, including a scrim wall with decorative window boxes, has been designed to allow occupants of the house to block out the sun or let in its warmth. These vernacular solutions have allowed the Bloom House to have a large area of south-facing glazing without heavily impacting the energy consumption of the house. Interior walls are painted in several shades of white to help reflect light around the space for greater energy efficiency. The University of Texas at Austin solar home is powered by 40 BP Solar 7190 modules for a total of 7.6 kilowatts. All of this electricity is converted to AC power by an SMA7000U grid tie inverter. 40 Apricus evacuated tubes provide solar thermal energy for domestic hot water for uses such as cooking and showers, as well as a radiant floor system and the solar thermal hot tub. The project cost for the University of Texas at Austin solar home was $450,000 for research and prototyping of the concept car version of the house. The team has developed a marketable prototype or production car version of the house that would cost $200,000 to $250,000 to build, depending on options. For more information about the University of Texas at Austin solar home, please go to www.utsolard.org. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.